You were close though to the Cascade Drive-In Theater,
Yeah,
that corner. Do you
my
remember
dad
that?
used to kind of get on my dad's old beat-up car, and it was just what, three in front and four of us at the back.
You'd pile on the car and go up to the theater.
Well,
What
and
do you
then
remember seeing any particular movies up there?
well, there was Bills of St. Mary
Okay. I haven't seen it myself.
and Lalla Roy Rogers and Gene Autry's. Mostly cowboys.
If you know where to look now, you can actually find there's a little creek that runs through the condominium complex that's there now. And if you know where to look, you can find an old.
Cascade, my girlfriend
Yeah,
lives right at
you
the
can find an old stanchion with a ball of concrete on the bottom that used to hold up a speaker. So there's an artifact
Oh,
in
is
it.
that right?
Yeah. Well, I know where to find it, so if you're really curious, I can show you where it is.
I wonder if Lucy knows. I have to ask her.
Yeah, and there was a little business district in there, and I know there was a supper club. You said you hadn't heard of the Flame.
But
But you never
we
went.
never
It
went.
wasn't your thing.
My dad, didn't like us very much.
Well,
I know he used to go to Capri a lot.
the Capri, and what was the Capri?
It was a nightclub, dancing, and we used to have parties there with bowling parties and, get together for Christmas or New Year's.
And dinners. Where was the Capri? I'm not
It's on
familiar with it.
Kingsway.
Okay.
It was on Kingsway near, no, it's the closest one. It's not very far from here. It was, a Sportsman Hotel. It used to be Sportsman Hotel. And it was about a block away from there.
Was
And
it?
that hotel is called, what's that hotel that's called over there now? King's.
Closer to the Bondi Road end of
No, it's further
Kingsway? Oh,
down.
further.
It's an old hotel.
Oh, well, we'll have to look that up when I get home.
I can't
Find
remember
out
the
about the
name, isn't that
Capri.
funny?
And, I often ask people, because I'm really curious, did these places serve alcohol? Do you remember? Like wine and beer and that sort of thing.
Well, a lot of times you, I remember take everybody took their own liquor.
Ah, in a brown paper bag.
Underneath the table. And they said that the cops come and says, put it on the
Oh,
table.
so technically it was illegal to have
I
alcohol
don't
there, or
know. I
you
think
think?
it became illegal after a while, I think. For a while it was, everybody had a bottle.
But if the police did come by, you were supposed to hide it under the table.
Yeah, that
Be
was
discreet
later
about it.
on, I think,
They call them bottle clubs.
yeah, because I know we had to do that at Kingsway Hotel, Sportsman Hotel, or Sportsman Hotel used to be called,
And were there many people around town who were Japanese Canadian? Was there much of a sort of a community at that
Not
time?
in Burnaby, but downtown used to have a get-together place,
But was
which
it
was
at all uncomfortable being, having a Japanese heritage and being in Burnaby, or was that okay?
there wasn't many things that went on in Burnaby at that time. Mostly everybody was, centered around Vancouver and around Hastings Street.
Did your family, though, have any traditional sort of Japanese activities or practices? You mentioned, I think, your dad built a bath in the basement.
Yeah, Japanese bath. He was very, very, jack of all trades. He was very knowledgeable. He would do anything. I don't know, but my dad used to say, my brother says, oh, when you think of it, my dad would have been a millionaire if he had been able to speak the Japanese, I mean English. Because he did everything, engineering.
Oh, but he didn't speak English?
No,
Oh.
it was very little. A
So
lot of
did
those Japanese people that used to live in the community in Houston had, it was just a community, and it was all they all spoke Japanese. Because when we went to school, started school, I didn't know very many English.
So did you grow up then speaking Japanese?
At home.
I speak great. I mean, I learned how to count to 10 in Japanese years ago. Was your family at all interested in sort of local politics? Did they have views on what was going on in the world?
Well, he would talk about it, but, you know, he didn't get into it because of his language barrier, too.
Like, he wasn't involved personally
in a formal way. No.
But he must have had opinions on the goings-on.
Yes, yeah.
And we were talking about...
He would talk to us about it, but, you know, that's about it.
Do you remember what any of those opinions were?
Oh, I know he was happy when he got the $20,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know, $21,000, wasn't it?
And that was for...
For repad when all the Japanese people,
Okay, more recently then.
That was in 1998.
Did he have, or do your family have political preferences when it came time to vote?
Well, I think there was still my dad went from CCF at the time, I think. When did it change the name? 19...
Three or four, change to the NDP.
Yeah, before New Democratic Party, it was. And at the time, I can't remember what year it was when they changed it to New. And then about 3 weeks later, they changed to another name. And then the final one was NDP.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned earlier as well that... You used to make treks to the new Brentwood Mall.
Yes.
What do you remember about that?
Boots on and walk across the slough.
Mm-hmm.
You have to figure out where it's going to sink in more mm-hmm. than the other.
Mm-hmm.
It was something funny.
And so that would be, I guess, around Steel Creek. It was all...
How did you actually cross
Steel Creek?
Jump over.
Jump over it.
Or
it's quite a big jump.
They used to carry a lot of this, you know, board, which... or lumber or whatever, or branches, you know, the mm-hmm. tree, used to walk over that.
Oh, so you just put boards or logs down and
trip
across that. It's kind of hard to imagine doing that now.
Yeah, we can't do that now. And then it only took us about 10 minutes
mm-hmm.
to walk up there.
And then what was that Brentwood Mall in those days?
It was brand new, and it looked big, but now it's not that big.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's so funny. I was thinking the other day, God, Brentwood, we thought it was huge, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
It was huge in those mm-hmm. days. Because I think, is it Safeway or Superstore was in there before?
I don't know.
That's where my memory, I think it was Superstore. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure if Superstores were here at that time at all. So I think Safeways were around.
It must have been Safeway, where the Zillers was.
Mm-hmm. And were there lots of cars, parking lots coming to Brentwood Mall? Or did people often take the bus or walk?
A lot of people, in those days, a lot of people couldn't afford to buy that mm-hmm. car, really. And gradually, you know, the parking lot started to get full.
Mm-hmm.